Welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm Chris Carroll. Today's podcast is a review of Panorama Consulting's Clash of the Titans 2012. This is an independent analysis of ERP implementation, comparing the three titans of the enterprise software industry. I'm going to be speaking with Eric Kimberling, president of Panorama Consulting Solutions, and an expert in all things ERP, including market research and trend analysis. Eric, thanks for joining us again on the program.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
You bet. It's always great to have you. And we have just a little bit of time here and a lot of ground to cover, so let's get into it. Eric, if you would, please give our listeners some background on the report that we're talking about. How did it come about, and what does it measure?
Well, Chris, it came about because we had so many clients that were evaluating the three titans of the industry, as you called it at the opening of the segment, SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft Dynamics. Those are the three biggest ERP vendors in the marketplace. And just in the last year and a half or 24 months, we've had a couple dozen different clients come to us and say, hey, you know, we're looking at these three vendors. Can you help us evaluate which one's the best? Mm-hmm. So part of our lessons learned and part of our knowledge capital that we've built over the years has been focused on how to compare all different types of ERP solutions, but in particular, we had a lot of clients asking about these three. So we decided to put together a report to kind of summarize some of, at a high level, some of the findings that we've had over the years. And the report provides an analysis of SAP, Oracle, Microsoft Dynamics in relation to benefits realization, implementation duration, market share, selection rates, payback periods, a lot of the different metrics that companies want to hear about or want to understand as it relates to the different different packages. So they're good data points. It's a good amount of research. Different companies that we work with have different needs, so they're all going to have different needs as it relates to functional requirements or technical maturity, tolerance for risk, their budgets, etc. So it's a little tough to generalize as it relates to these three vendors, but we think this research provides some good data points for companies that are looking at ERP solutions like these three titans.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who then participated in the survey this year, and how was the data actually collected?
Well, the data was collected via online polling beginning in February 2006 through May of 2012. So it was almost 6 years in the making. So the data we've gathered is very rich, it's very deep, and it's very broad. So we had 2,000 respondents from 61 countries, and these 2,000 respondents selected and implemented SAP, Oracle, and or Microsoft Dynamics. So we really focused our analysis on the 2,000 companies across the globe that evaluated and implemented one of these three solutions.
I see. And so what were the key differences that you found between SAP, Oracle, and Microsoft Dynamics?
Well, at a high level, the differences that we focused on were really in three areas. One was implementation duration, second was payback period, and the third was business risk. And I'll start with the first one, implementation duration. Mm-hmm. When we looked at the average actual duration, which is a metric we like to look at because you get a lot of sales hype during the sales cycle and unrealistic expectations as far as how long a sales rep tells you an implementation might take versus reality.
Right.
And what we found in the study is that Oracle users reported the highest variance between their planned and actual implementation.